Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is the love of community. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will listen to today's devotion.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For the Love of Community, written and read by Kyle Norman. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. In one of my parishes, I had a parishioner who joined the church after a dramatic conversion experience. This was the kind of conversion that priests and church leaders hope to witness, a complete reversal of life, a turnaround, an eruption of love and joy. As this person journeyed through this newfound faith, they were on fire for God, and they were passionate about living as faithfully as they could. They attended every service, they joined councils and ministry groups, they participated in ministry. But then things changed. After about 6 months, this person came to see me and said, "I feel like the church is destroying my faith." Have you ever noticed that life in the church isn't always what we think it will be? Despite our lofty ideals, our dreams, our best intentions for the church, the community of faith can be messy. And sometimes we experience disagreements and conflicts. So what do we do if we find ourselves in a conflict or a disagreement with the church or with a member of the church? How do we go forward? Well, Jesus gives us a way. Jesus talks about the necessity of pointing out each other's faults, which can sound like Jesus is giving us allowance to air our grievances to another. If a brother or sister sinned against you, well then, you should feel free to rebuke them. Tell them they're wrong. Oh, happy day! Who amongst us hasn't wanted to give someone a piece of our mind? You know, sadly, this is how this verse is often used. But if that's what Jesus means, then if you read the further verses after this, it goes from bad to worse. Because if you know the rest of the passage, you know the next two phrases. If the person doesn't seem to listen to you or respond the way that you want them to, well then, get back up. Bring two or more people to really solidify your point and establish that you are right and they are wrong. And then if they still don't listen to you, well, tell it to the church. Inform the community. Send an email. Tell the local gossip. Make sure everybody knows who is right and who is wrong. Is this really what Jesus means? Isn't this a subtle degrading of the law of love? And is this really the community that Jesus is setting up? I don't think so. This would be ripe for manipulation and betrayal, and it betrays the very call to love one another. So if Jesus is not actually telling us to boldly confront everyone who has wronged us, What exactly is Jesus getting at? Intersecting faith and life. It's very important that we see what Jesus is doing in this passage, because Jesus does what he always does. He turns the discussion on its head. Because the issue at hand is not the annoyances and the disagreements that we find ourselves in. No, what Jesus is addressing is how we respond to one who lives in an impaired relationship with the entire community. This isn't about, you ate the final piece of the pie that I wanted. No, this is about the life and the health of the faith community. At its heart, Jesus asked the disciples to be so ruthlessly devoted to each other that they will be concerned when someone isn't experiencing the fullness of Christ's grace and Christ's love. Now, yes, addressing a situation like this, it begins with private discussions, but this discussion is to be an invitation to renewed life and a welcome back into fellowship, not a pouring over a litany of things that have gone wrong. Ask yourself this question. If there was a behavior, an attitude, an action that was blocking your full experience of the grace and mercy of God, wouldn't you want someone to point that out? I know I would, because it means that somebody loves me enough to care about my connection with Jesus. That's what it means to be a community. The world around us tells us that if somebody harms us, we should harm them. Tit for tat, they say. But Jesus' instructions are about how to maintain a relationship which is rooted in his loving presence. The spiritual plan that Jesus has for us is for us to be a community of faith. And as a community, we dare to believe that Jesus unites us to the very person that we are in conflict with. Remember, Jesus says, if a brother or sister of the church sins against you, this is about us being the church together. An authentic community of faith isn't one that avoids disagreements, but addresses things in the love of Jesus and for the sake of each other's faith. Now, I really hope that nobody listening to this podcast feels like the church is destroying their faith. But again, communities are messy. We all need to put our energy into working with each other in a radical expression of love. And we all need to continue to walk towards each other with ceaseless forgiveness. And the more that we do that for people in the church, and the more that we allow them to do it for us, well, the entire church becomes edified and blessed. For further reading, read Matthew 18, verses 15 to 20, Psalm 133, and Choosing a Life of Unity on crosswalk.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.